The Gospels according to love, Matthew chapter 24, prophecy of desolation, April 17, 2005. Jesus went out and departed from the temple. His disciples went with him to see the buildings of the temples. Jesus said, "Have you not seen all these things? I say to you, if of this temple there shall not be here one stone left upon the other, every stone shall be thrown down." As Jesus sat upon the Mount of Olives, the disciples came to him privately asking, "Tell us, when shall all these things be? What shall be the sign of your coming and of the end of the world?" Jesus answered, "Take heed that no one deceive you. Many shall come in my name, saying, 'I am Christ.' They shall deceive many. You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that you be not troubled, for all these things must happen, because the end is not yet come. Nation shall rise against nation, kingdom against kingdom. There shall be famines, pestilence, and earthquakes many places. All of these are the beginnings of sorrow. When they shall deliver you up to affliction, they shall kill you. You shall be hated of all nations for my sake. Many have turned from love. They betray one another. They hate one another. Many false prophets deceive many, because iniquities abound. The love of many will be waxed cold. When you see the desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet standing in places it should not, whoever reads, let them understand. Then let them in Judea flee into the mountains. Let them on the housetops not come down to take anything out of the house. Neither let them who are in the field return back to take their clothes. Woe to them that are with child, to them that give suck in those days. Pray ye that your flight not be in winter, neither on the Sabbath. Then manifest tribulation such as not since the beginning of the world to this time, nor ever shall be. Unless these days be shortened, there should be no flesh saved. For the children's sake, these days are shortened. If anyone says to you, 'Here is Christ,' or 'There,' believe it not. There will arise false Christs, false prophets, and false love. They show great signs and wonders, inasmuch that if it were possible, they would deceive love's children. Behold, I have told you before. If they say to you, 'Christ is in the desert,' go not forth. Christ is in secret chambers, believe it or not. As the lightning comes out of the east and shines to the west, so is the coming of the Son of Love. Wherever the carcass is, there will be eagles gathered together. Immediately after the tribulation of those days, the sun will become darkened, the moon shall not give her light, and the stars shall fall from heaven. Even the powers of heaven will be shaken. Then the Son of Love will appear in heaven. The tribes of the earth will mourn when they see the Son of Love coming in the clouds of heaven with power and glory. sending his angels with the sore sound of a trumpet. They will gather love's elect from the four winds, from the end of heaven to earth, the other. Now learn a parable of the fig tree. When its branch is yet tender and puts forth leaves, you know summer is close. So likewise, when you see all things, know that it is near, even at the door. I say to you, this generation shall not pass until all these things become fulfilled. Heaven and earth shall pass away. Love's word shall not pass away. That day and hour no one knows, no, not even the angels of heaven, but love only. As in the day of Noah, also is the coming of the Son of Love. As in the days of the flood, they were before the flood, eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, until the day Noah entered into the ark. They knew not what was going on, not until the flood came and took them away. So also is the coming of the Son of Love. Then two will be in the field, the one taken, the other left. Two women will be grinding at the mill, the one taken, the other left. Watch therefore, you not know what hour your love does come. Know this, that if the good man of the house had known in what watch the thief would come, he would have watched. He would not have suffered his house broken up. Be ready, in an hour you think not, the Son of Love comes. Who then is a faithful and wise servant whom his Lord has made ruler over his household to give him meat in due season? Blessed is the servant whom their Lord, when he comes, finds so doing. I say to you that he shall make him ruler over all his goods. If the evil servant says in their heart, my Lord delays in coming, and they begin to smite their fellow servants, to eat and drink and be drunken, the Lord of that servant comes in a day when they look not for it, in that hour they are not aware of. Their Lord will cut them asunder and appoint them their portion with the hypocrites, where there is weeping and gnashing of teeth.